AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. A week after dozens of pages of classified documents showed up on social media, President Biden doesn't sound worried about what's out there.
I'm concerned that it happened, but there's nothing contemporaneous that I'm aware of that is of great consequence.
Speaking in Ireland, he says investigators are closing in on the source of those leaked papers. The Washington Post reports they were posted by someone who worked at a military base. The administration has just announced it's expanding Medicaid and Obamacare health insurance to include hundreds of thousands of immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, those people covered by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. A late-night ruling by a federal appeals court means a popular abortion pill can stay on the market, but with restrictions. For example, no mail orders allowed. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on what's ahead.
It will eventually hear a full appeal on the merits of the decision and either disallow its use, even in states where abortion is legal, or rule that the drug has been safely prescribed for over 20 years and the FDA is comprised of doctors.
Mother Nature is piling on with more rain headed to already flooded parts of South Florida. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Planes were grounded at Fort Lauderdale International Airport, where nearly 200 flights were canceled yesterday. Many passengers were stranded and packed into terminals overnight, sleeping wherever they could.
We're trying to get back home, and they're telling us that the airport is closed, and so at this point, we don't know what to do.
Overnight, the airport reopened the departures level so passengers could leave if they wish.
There's no let up in French anger and protests over higher retirement age.
Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of France on this 12th day of action against unpopular reforms that will see them working longer before they retire. Strikes continue in several sectors, notably transport, education, energy, and trash collection. Labor unions say today's lower turnout has done nothing to stem their determination to keep going until the reforms are dropped. The government has said that won't happen. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Hot pants, miniskirts with matching tights, and mix and match were part of her fashion repertoire.
The Chelsea look, the London beat, designed by Mary Quant.
Designer Mary Quant's innovations epitomized the swinging 60s fashions out of England. Quant's family says she's died at her home in southern England. She was 93. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow is up 19, the NASDAQ up 110. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There's a temporary ban on campfires, fire pits, and other recreational fires in communities around Wisconsin. Much of the state is under a red flag warning for wildfires again today after a wildfire burned about 83 acres of land near Nisida yesterday. A fire at Fort McCoy was so bad they had to shut down Interstate 94 for a time. Political insiders say college students were highly engaged voters this spring. The Journal Sentinel reports in some cases turnout was higher on campus than surrounding neighborhoods. Unofficial totals show more than 1.8 million votes were cast in the state Supreme Court race. That's almost twice as much as a typical off-year spring election. In sports, the Brewers open a four-game series at San Diego tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere.
Listen up. Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, mama?
Yeah,
because I got my shaking room. I'm going to do the thing.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. Don't you worry about a thing.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at this same number. Listen, I'm not making these things up. You know, I mean, I'm not. I'm really not. And this was, you know, did you catch Donald Trump, Calvin, as he was praising President Z.G. and Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. Did you catch any of that?
I did not happen to catch it, but it seems on
this,
brand.
Man. Listen to this, man. Because you can't even make this stuff up, man. And he said this on Tucker Carlson's show a couple days ago. Donald Trump said he has a great relationship with Chinese President Xi. Trump also said he admires Kim Jong-un's total dominant control of North Korea. He admires the fact that Kim Jong-un totally controls the people of North Korea. And then the former president continues to adore Putin despite the Ukraine war. Listen to this. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. For those of you who still love Donald Trump, you ought to be ashamed. And I don't think you have the courage to even call and respond to what he had to say. Listen to this. Former President Donald Trump, and this was 2 days ago, by the way, that he said this, did not hold back in his praise to some of the world's authoritarian leaders in a new media appearance. In his interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Trump shared his admiration for the leadership styles of Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They're all top of the line, Trump said. The former president describes Xi as a brilliant man and recall meeting with him in his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida back in 2017. This is Trump, just 2 days ago. President Xi is a brilliant man. The look, the brain, the whole thing. We had a great relationship, Trump said. He's a brilliant man. Look at how he looks. He's got a great brain. You can't make it up. Listen to this, man. And maybe some of the MAGA folk who are in the listening audience, maybe they can explain how this makes sense. Because it don't make any sense to me. And then he said, when he first came to Mar-a-Lago, it was so organized by them and by us. But by them, very pom-pom-pom, he added. This man is running for president of the United States again. I don't know how he made it the first time, but listen to the verbiage. When he first came to Mar-a-Lago, it was so organized by them and by us. But by them, very pom-pom-pom, he added. Trump also shared that his meeting with Chinese leader was supposed to take 15 minutes, but it lasted 4 hours, saying, "We got along well." The former president also praised Kim Jong-un for being a top-of-the-line and very tough leader. People ask, how smart is Kim Jong-un? Kim Jong-un is so smart, Trump said. He also gushed about Kim's total dominant control of North Korea. Trump met with the North Korean leader thrice during his time as president. The two leaders met for the first time in Singapore in 2018, followed by another summit in Vietnam. In his last meeting with Kim, Trump set foot in North Korea, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to cross the armistice line separating the two Korean countries. Despite the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, Trump has continued to boast about his admiration for Putin. The former president called Putin very smart, echoing his past remarks regarding Russian president during the first days of the war. Trump believes Ukraine can't beat Russia. Nothing that the former Soviet country continues to make massive amounts of ammunition to sustain its war on the Ukrainian battlefield. The former president also claimed that the U.S. is not prepared to fight Russia after the Biden administration provided Ukraine with military assistance. So he's bragging on what is considered three of the major enemies of the United States government. I don't have to tell you, no other president in the history of the nation, no other president in the history of the nation would do such a dastardly thing. And yet, in the face of all of that, 40% of Republicans now and conservatives now are saying they want Trump back as president of the United States. I don't get that. I mean, somebody has to explain how that makes any sense. The man is delusional. They want to talk about Joe Biden. I haven't heard Joe Biden say, as Donald Trump said, G is such a great man, we can't find anybody in Hollywood who could play him. They couldn't measure up to him. What? That's what the man who's running to become president of the United States said the other day. I don't understand what people see in him. There's got to be, you almost have to be missing a couple screws yourself to hear a man talk like that, knowing that could be on the precipice of war with China, with Russia, and our president and the Congress and the Senate, for the most part, are all saying and sending signals. And then a man who's running for president of the United States inside of our own border is talking up how great these people are. You don't see that as an issue? And I understand. The people who don't support Donald Trump, they're almost afraid to say exactly what and who he is. I'm not. And I get it. The district attorney in New York did the things that he did, and he's received over 1,000 death threats. Why? Because people love this deranged man so much that they're willing to risk being locked up themselves or even risk sending death messages to a district attorney in New York. They're risking themselves being locked up. I get it. There's something that's going on in the brains and in the minds of people who support this man, whom everybody knows is a few bricks short of a load, right? You know he's got issues. And yet, you somehow think that this is the man that should once again lead this nation? You know, maybe if he would just keep his mouth shut, he wouldn't say the kind of things that he just said. Shouldn't the fact that this man made the statements that he just made a couple days ago, shouldn't that be disqualifying to you? That he talks about how great all these other dictators are? Because he wants to be a dictator. And he will be. If a handful of the American people who continue to support him, hearing this kind of insanity and not speaking out in opposition to it. Now, I get it. In some cases, you know, maybe listeners to this show don't want to say anything negative about this lunatic because their family members may support him. I get that, right? You know, maybe it's your mother, maybe it's your father, maybe it's your sister, maybe it's your brother, maybe it's your cousin, maybe it's your boyfriend, maybe it's your girlfriend. But you support they support Donald Trump, so you don't want to say anything negative about Donald Trump. But what needs to be said constantly is that this would be the most dangerous man to have ever set foot in the White House. He was the first time around. But can you imagine, as vengeful as he is, can just think just for a millisecond, just try to think for a millisecond what it would be like to put him back in the White House. Can you imagine? Man. But yet, you know, he's going to wind up as the nominee for the Republican Party. And I'll bet my house on that. So, I mean, come on. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Man, what are people thinking? We'll be right back.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High of 81 this afternoon under sunny skies. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 52. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 80. Upper 70s Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Sunday, with highs in the mid-50s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. The Miami Herald, April 12th, 2023. Nursing school operators plead guilty. Listen to this. Nursing school operators plead guilty to selling fake diplomas to thousands in Florida. Let's do this. Let's get Ken quickly again from Sturgeon Bay. Quickly, sir, you say what?
Where did you hear that from, Earl? CNN?
No, man, it's everywhere. Fox News. Hey, look it up. It was on Fox News and Tucker Carlson, okay? So if you look on Fox News, it's there too. So what do you say? So it's a fact.
I'll look
it's true.
It up.
Okay, no, sir. Once you look it up, it's a fact, it's true. The question becomes, what do you do with that factual information that you are going to receive? Are you still going to be supporting? My point is, let's say if...
Ken, let me just say this.
Ken, let me say this to you. If it is true, and it is, then the shadow of decision is on you and others like you, because it is 100% accurate. It's all over news outlets, all over the nation, all over the world, what Donald Trump had to say. So once you find out that it's 100% true, then the question becomes, you are in the shadow of decision. What are you going to say?
I will still vote for him.
I know. That's my point. All right. Thank you very much for the call. And that's what we're up against, right? We're up against people like that. Anyway, so Calvin, can you imagine? People were selling nursing diplomas, man. Nursing diplomas to people who have not even taken nursing courses. Listen to this. Two nursing school operators in Fort Lauderdale area have fessed up to peddling fake diplomas to thousands of students who could then avoid completing the rigorous program before taking licensing exams and what prosecutors say was a multi-million dollar racket. stretching from Florida to New York. Charles Entman, 60, president of Sacred Heart International Institute in Fort Lauderdale, and Udine Shannon, 60, owner of Siena College of Health and Lauder Hill, respectively pleaded guilty on Tuesday and last month to conspiring to commit mail and wire fraud in federal court. But here's what's really what's so terrifying about this. So you could walk into this university, supposedly, and it would cost you $10,000 to $15,000, depending on what kind of degree. Oh, excuse me. $10,000 for a licensed practical nurse degree and $17,000 for a registered nurse diploma without requiring proper training, according to the federal authorities and court records. And so 23 other people were charged in this. And all of these people who bought these medical degrees, many of them got hired into hospitals. So, you know, Calvin, I mean, come on, man.
I don't know. That's scary.
Man, it's frightening. And yet, listen to this. An estimated 76,000 students paid a total of 7,600 students paid a total of $114 million for the phony nursing degrees from South Florida schools and other suspect programs between 2016 and 2021. Of those, one-third, about 2,400 students, ended up passing their licensing exams, mainly in New York. Now, so once they passed the licensing exams, it meant that they now are licensed nurses. And they wound up in hospitals. And the fact that these men and women who pulled this off were only facing, let me see what they said. I had it here somewhere. Minimal prison time because they agreed to work with the criminal justice system. They were forced to, they got more lenient sentences. It is an unbelievable thing to me. I'll put it this way. Both face up to 20 years in prison, but are expected to receive much less time for accepting responsibility early on, according to their lawyers. As part of their sentencing, they must turn over about $1.3 million. They received $114 million, but they must turn over $1.3 million and about $150,000 to the United States government. I would say that somebody who would do such an egregious thing deserves a life sentence. Because when you put those people into the hospitals, untrained, unskilled, not knowing anything at all, and they're working on people, innocent people, who trust that the system is going to be right and whose lives are at stake, the amount of time that they're receiving is not acceptable. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
The Shah 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News brief: a week after classified documents showed up on social media, President Biden has made his first public comments about them. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Mr. Biden says a full-blown Justice Department investigation into the leaked documents is now underway. He was asked for an update on that probe.
They're getting close. I don't have an answer.
The Biden administration opens Medicare and Obamacare for people whose parents brought them here to the U.S. illegally. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The plan would expand coverage under the Affordable Care Act's health insurance exchanges to hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Many of them have grown up in this country.
More than 2 feet of rain has fallen on parts of South Florida, in some cases all in one day.
I've never seen anything like this. I've lived here for the last 4 years. And as much rain as we get, this is the worst I've ever seen it.
Runways looked more like lakes at Fort Lauderdale Airport, which has been shut down. It's due to reopen at noon local time. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Alliance for Education in Waukesha want Waukesha School Superintendent James Siebert to be investigated for discrimination against LGBTQ plus students and staff. The group, made up primarily of Waukesha parents, upset after first graders at Higher Elementary were banned from performing the Miley Cyrus Dolly Parton duet Rainbow Land. Siebert said in March the decision to pull the song was based on, quote, whether it was appropriate for the age and maturity level of the students and on the social or personal impacts on them. The teacher involved, Melissa Temple, has been placed on administrative leave. Members of the Green Bay Packers stopped in Barron County Wednesday to pay their respects to the officers who died last weekend in the line of duty. Chetek Police Officer Emily Breidenbach and Cameron Police Officer Hunter Shield were killed during a traffic stop. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You remember, Calvin, not long ago, there was this balloon that was flying all over the country. And the American people, some of them were just beside themselves. They are spying on us. And the Chinese are spying on us, and Joe Biden hasn't done anything, and he's endangered our country because they're spying on us. Well, guess what? The Pentagon leaks that everybody's talking about, right? And I mean, people have just lost their minds about the leak that got out from the Pentagon about what's been going on. Do you know at the root of it is the fact that we've been spying spying on our allies. Man, not on our enemies. We're spying on our allies. You have to take my word for it. Today's Washington Post. Pentagon leak shows perils of spying on our friends. Yeah. United States spying on our allies. Now, for all of you who were having conniptions about the Russians spying on us, there were many of us who said, hey, man, you got any idea what we do? Well, you didn't want to hear that because you didn't know, you couldn't believe that our nation would do such a thing. Let me read a couple sentences from today's Washington Post. A huge leak of Pentagon documents uncovered over the past week has revealed how deeply the United States has penetrated Russia and other rivals without spying. But it is also a reminder that the United States spies on its allies as a matter of routine, a practice that has risk for both Washington and friends alike. There is no shortage of unflattering revelations. The documents paint a pessimistic picture of Ukraine's upcoming spring counteroffensive and point to potential problems in air defense and artillery. One report suggested that South Korea balked at supplying weapons to Ukraine and others. But the point I'm making is that's what nations do to one another. Spy on one another. And that's one thing to spy on your enemies. It's another thing altogether to spy on your allies. And we do that. No question whatsoever. Germany, France, Italy, Spain, you know, Europe, we spy on them. Now, these people are called your allies. Why are we spying on our allies? How can that be an acceptable reality? But over and above that, there were people in this country talking about basically they wanted to go to war with China because China was spying on us. It is amazing to me just how little the American people know about what goes on in our names. We don't have time, or we trust. You got to stop trusting. You know, you really do. Because that's not how the world works. All of these weapons that we have and the money that we spend is because we don't trust the other nations. We don't care if they're our allies. We don't trust them. You know. And so when all of this information that just, you know, is out, that was not supposed to be seen, it is poetic justice that it's been seen, because now maybe the American people will pay a little closer attention to what's going on in our names. Because what happens in at the end of most of these things is a clarion call for your loved one to don some military fatigues and to fight somewhere else for so-called democracy that many times doesn't exist in this country. It is, you know, not just an amazing thing that this information got out, but if something like this is now available for the whole world to see, how then does the United States ever, you know, point their finger at somebody else without pointing the fingers back at themselves? I'm really just you know, amazed at just how little, and not only that we know about our government, the inner workings of it, because we'll never know all of those things, nor I think should we know all of those things. But certainly something like the fact that there was one, and I forgot who it was, who, when everybody was losing their minds over those, over that balloon, and what was her name? Marjorie Taylor Greene, of all people, who probably had no concept or understanding at all of the foreign policy of this nation, even though she's there. And maybe what's going to happen out of all of this is that we wake up as the American people and start seeing these things as they are and do everything within our power to bring pressure on our government to not lead us down the primrose path, as we are hearing right now, as the war drums are beating for China. I'm just at times just so frustrated with our government, but more so with the people. I really am. And maybe I shouldn't be, because the people don't know. I mean, nobody's, it's not like they teach us those things. They teach us what they want us to know. And then the rest of it, you have to find out yourself. But that's another one of those things that makes you stop and give pause to what's going on in our country. Now, here's, as I was emptying my basket this morning on what I was going to talk about, you know, being a human being is a difficult thing, you know, and controlling your desires. Let me ask you, Calvin, you ever have trouble controlling your desires?
I mean, yeah, I guess I think every person does to an extent.
Every person does. Nobody in this world ever is able to totally control all of their desires. In this instance, here's an actress. I don't know. You ever hear of a woman named Tammy Slayton?
I haven't.
Okay. So this woman is an actress. And she has a twin sister. And they weigh 1,000 pounds.
I'm not familiar with
okay.
that.
Okay, so they weigh 1,000 pounds, and they're actresses, and my, I think they used to be on the show called what is the name of that show? I'll get it in a moment, but. Here's a woman, when you weigh 1,000 pounds, there's some things you shouldn't do, right?
Yeah,
and when you're on oxygen, there are really some things you shouldn't do, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Do you think vaping is a good thing when you're on oxygen?
I mean, it's probably not good for you at all, but definitely not if you're on oxygen.
So here's a woman, poor woman, who's, you know, coming from the grocery store. She's got a cart full of everything, a pretty young woman, 1,000 pounds. And she's got her oxygen tank in a cart. And she's pulling the oxygen off and vaping. And you just sometimes, life is really hard, right? I mean, your heart bleeds for this woman, because you already know she's got all of these things stacked against her. And her life expectancy is not the greatest. And you would think that somebody would tell her, hey, that loves her, this is not what you should be doing, right? This is not what you should be doing. I'm sure she knows it too, but she can't resist it. She can't fight it. It's the same thing, man, with people with food. She's dealing with a couple whammies, man. She's 1,000 pounds. She's vaping. And she's got a cart full of potato chips and sweets. And you just say this poor soul is every second that she's alive is a blessing. But all of us have our demons, right? I mean, all of us. You know, I've had mine. But somebody talked to me at a point in my life when I was vulnerable and helped me correct the behavior that I had in my life that was not meaning me any good. You know, I don't have any problem telling people that I used to be addicted to drugs. You know, I don't think that should be a secret, right? I mean, I was able to overcome that with the help of someone who cared enough for me to say to me, hey, Earl, you're going down the wrong path. And so I straightened my life up with the help of others. And that's really kind of what the life should be about. Instead of us pointing fingers at one another, instead of pointing fingers at this poor soul, somebody should be saying to her and helping her try to live. Because at the rate she's going now, 1,000 pounds and vaping and on oxygen, that her life weighs in the balance. Listen. You know, that's how we need to help one another in this thing called life. We've got to be able to work with one another to point out and help people who in their weakest points in their lives can't help themselves. Not by judging, but by supporting. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 81. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 52. High temperatures reach up to 80. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, artificial intelligence, man. I often rail on it and talk about, you know, how it's gotten to the point where it is going to be replacing man in some way, shape, or form, and in some instances, it needs to replace people. Here's a GOP lawmaker, man, in Missouri, who defends supporting 12-year-old children their right to marry. So, let's see. So here's a guy who thinks it's all right for 12-year-old children to marry. You know, so if you're a 12-year-old girl and some geezer, well, like you, Calvin, when there's a 12-year-old girl and a geezer like you wants to marry the 12-year-old girl, I was going to say myself, but that's too deranged for a 12-year-old girl. But a geezer like Calvin wants to marry a 12-year-old child, and she can say, yes, I want to marry. Well, he wants to pass a bill that says that's all right. And I guess, man, this is what I mean by the artificial intelligence part of it. Since we have, you know, people who don't understand it, and you know, maybe in legislatures across the United States, Calvin, there should be artificial intelligence. when they come up with these kind of bills, man, that they figure out a way to boot that person out of any legislators.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that guy needs to be on some watch list or something.
Yeah, man, that's, but yet these people, man, these people are in the legislation, leaders, the houses, all over this nation with these crazy, crazy, crazy ideas. You know, maybe you would have thought that somebody would have told him when he was pressed by a Democratic legislator about a different bill Moon voted against in the past, which would make it illegal for adults to marry children. The GOP lawmaker doubled down on his support for underage marriage. Do you know any kids who have been married at age 12? I do. And guess what? They're still married. Moon responded. Yes. Listen, man, I do know that, you know, many, many years ago in southern areas, young girls were forced to marry. In many other nations, young girls are betrothed to at very young ages and they're forced to marry. And unfortunately, in some of the far back hills in this country, at a time that was the case, But that was also the case many decades ago when, you know, you could, that could be incest and those kinds of things, and those things were acceptable. But, man, we're talking about now. And any knuckle-dragging person who thinks that it's all right for 12-year-old children somehow to say, yes, I want to get married, really needs to be kicked out of wherever it is he is. He's not deserving of it, of that position. And this is kind of the things we're dealing with. Let's bring Karina on quickly. Hey, Karina, quickly. You say what, my friend?
Well, you know, it doesn't sound like a marriage. It's more look like an adoption with the ability to have intercourse, really. You can marry the 12-year-old child. It's a child. Even once you say in the old times, they were waiting until kids are 13. I mean, 12-year-old cannot deliver a child anatomically.
You know, Karina, the fact that even, as I said earlier, even if you have that kind of mindset, why would you even bring that out in front of the world, right? You know, it's something that you
need. I mean, how important is it? I mean, how urgent is that? We're talking all day long, you've been talking about drugs, weapons, the political situation, what we have right now, and our leaders and coming out and saying things, what it has no common sense, and to top it up with everything, we have a lawmakers who's supposed to be making a law, a real one. Not that our children can get married, or it's a slavery. I mean, this is ridiculous.
As
I said, it's an adoption. It's an adoption for free, and you can have an intercourse with your child. There you go.
Karina,
sex with children.
The fact that when a guy comes up with an idea like that, his colleagues should shame him to never ever open his mouth again. Because if he can't think of anything better than that, you know, why is he there? I mean, I don't care where it is, Democrat or Republican, with all the things that need to be addressed and talked about, he's talking about 12-year-olds forcing them to say it's okay for them to get married. Hey, Karina, I got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Enjoy this last day of 80 for the next month and a half. All right. See you later.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.